This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Aretha Franklin, icon. Not just an American icon, a worldwide icon. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Aretha Franklin. Man, she will be missed. I grew up on her music. Two things I can tell you about Aretha Franklin. One, her music moved through me. There's something that she could do in a song. It would just, it had that resonance that just made me go, oh, I just had to see where that song, that sound was coming from. And two, my grandmother favored Aretha Franklin, except my grandmother was stunningly beautiful. I'm not saying this because I'm a grandson. I'm telling you, she was a beautiful woman. And Aretha struggled with weight. My grandmother never did. But there's a look about her that reminds me of my grandmother. And I got to tell you, I'm just torn here, as I'm sure many people are. Aretha probably touched so many lives. I mean, she had to. Her music is truly transformative. But talk about just a fixture, an icon in the black community. I mean, I was looking at some of the songs that Aretha Franklin had when I was growing up. I Say a Little Prayer. Obviously, everybody knows Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. But she was doing, and don't misunderstand me, she did a lot of remakes, but the songs that Aretha was doing at the time were really songs of the time, too. Right? A Natural Woman. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, what's her name? It's a white lady. Carole King. Did Carole King write that? I think she wrote some. She wrote a lot of those songs. But here's what I will tell you. Never, even to this day, I've never heard anybody come close to singing like Aretha Franklin. I mean, just an iconic voice. And she transcended multiple eras of songs. I mean, multiple eras in terms of her music. Not maybe as big as, say, a Stevie Wonder, but quite a long time. I'm not sure if Aretha wrote music, but I know she grew up as a child singing music in her father's church in Detroit, New Bethel Baptist Church. She was born in 1942, which is 2 years before my mother was born. And I grew up on her music. Loved it. And as I said, she reminded me so many. Many of the women in my family kind of remind me of Aretha Franklin. I know that sounds weird, but they have that structure in their bone structure, whatever you want to call it. And she's had some hits. Here's what they said about her. Recorded a total of 112 charted singles on Billboard, including 77 Hot 100 entries, 17 top 10 pop singles. She had 100 R&B entries and 21 number one R&B singers, becoming the most charted female artist in the chart's history. Franklin also recorded acclaimed albums such as I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, Lady Soul, Young, Gifted in Black, and Amazing Grace. Her father was shot in 1979, and then she started crossing over. She did parts in Blues Brothers and things like that. I also remember just her always struggling with weight, because my grandmother would, when we would watch her on TV, we used to love when Aretha Franklin would come on TV. My grandmother would go, "Is it gonna be big, Aretha?" You know, because she was never little, but I remember when she kind of lost a little weight, and Yeah. She was married to Ted White and then Glenn Turman. I don't know if you guys, he's an actor too. Has four kids. They consider her R&B, soul, pop, gospel, and jazz. And honestly, she is all that. If you put all that together, that's exactly what Aretha Franklin, you know, represented, which made that unique thing. She had this thing she did with her voice. I can't even mimic it. But I just know, man, that lady, she touched a lot of people. And as I said, more recently, she's been sort of trotted out and as a, you know, as a leftist icon. I'm trying not to see her that way. I just have far too much respect for her to limit her in that regard. I was asking a second ago if she was a songwriter, and it says here, yes, she was a singer-songwriter. I just know a lot of her songs. The ones that I really like were written by Carole King. But later on in her career, there was a song she did. It was called Who's Zooming Who? And I just remember when that song came out, it was Aretha. I remember thinking, she's trying to, you know, keep up with the times. But she had done it. She did it successfully. And then she did a duet that sort of, I don't want to say revived her career, because, man, I would hear her voice. Even to this moment, if I heard her voice, it makes me look like, what? But she did a song called, it was a duet with George Michael, I Knew You Were Waiting. Yeah. 18 Grammy Awards. One of the best-selling music artists of all time, having sold over 75 million records worldwide. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First female performer to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's listed as one of the 100 greatest artists of all time. All that. Well deserved. Just well deserved. Wow. What a life. And I just, my grandmother used, I stayed up on Aretha through my grandmother, but my grandmother would say how kind of disturbed she was. And I think it was really, as I'm reflecting back, it was a weight issue. Everything I looked at when I was trying to do a little research for this, they didn't talk about it. But I think it was partly her weight that was sort of holding her back, if you will. Anyway, she's an American icon, that's for sure. She's a world icon. And we will miss her. I'm sure we'll hear a lot of her music, though. She'll live forever in that regard. Short break, folks. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I saw this article a while back. It was a moneyist. And here's what this thing says. And I, look, there's a ton to talk about, but sometimes we got to go off a little bit and have some fun. But anyway, this is this. I have never been married or bought a home before. The guy I'm with said we would marry on April 18th. He then decided to delay and buy a foreclosure. And told me all of this on April the 16th. I was shocked, to say the least. So, first thing, she's not planning a wedding. She's just planning a wedding date. So, the 18th, I guess I'm going to go down to the courthouse. So, she goes on to say this. He owns a home already and said he did not plan to put me on the mortgage or deed even after we were married. I, again, was in shock. He said, I could just pay some of the bills and rent, in finger quotes, to him. He claims he did not involve me in getting the loan because I don't make as much money as him and it would affect the mortgage rate. I wanted skin in the game, so I feel like we both have ownership and a part in this marriage. I have good credit. He knows this. I thought my credit would have helped us. Would it have? I even offered to sell some of my stocks to help with the down payment. I may have never owned a home or made a substantial amount of money, but my credit is good. I wanted to enter marriage first, then buy a home together, not have him do this all solo and spring it on me. I wanted skin in the game. She says, is it a good idea to enter into a marriage like this? Is he just trying to take advantage of my naivete? I understand that I would not have any rights to the property, even if we got married. Is that true? This house is in Winthrop Harbor, Illinois. I wanted him to look at houses right over the border in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, because the taxes are substantially lower. He insisted no. I thought it odd because he's always about saving money, especially in taxes. My suspicion is that it differs in property states' rights somehow. Does it? What benefit is he getting from all of this? Are you starting to get the picture here, or do I need to spell it out for you? Let me get a little drink of coffee. She says, I don't feel that he is looking out for both of us, perhaps, and is only looking out for himself. Can you enlighten me on how this works? And is he trying to take advantage of me? He is 45, and I am 42. Would you enter into a marriage with someone under these measures? This would be both of our first marriages. I don't want to be made a fool of or just keep giving him money as rent without ownership of some type. He claims I have a house to live in, and I shouldn't complain. I'm curious what you think. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I say to the ladies that listen to this program, would you enter into a marriage like this? Would you date a guy like this? Surely there are some other signs about this dude. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I think this guy is one of these leftist capitalists. You know, closet cat. Oh, no. This is for the greater good. And no, it's all be great for both of us. You'll have a place to stay, and I'll have an investment for when I'm tired of you and I kick you out of the house. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the laws of Illinois versus Wisconsin, but I know this. I would want to pay less taxes in Wisconsin than I would paying in Illinois. And if it's right across, you know, I don't know the proximity, but if it's right across the border, it's probably just as good. I don't know. Maybe we should find out. So the lady's name is, here's what she says. It makes me sad because everyone I know who is married shares the house mortgage, deed, etc. Even if the wife makes less and does not work, is it normal for me to think this is just what happens in marriage? Now, I believe she's a conservative woman. She's obviously got her head on straight in terms of, I've saved my money, I've got good credit. I may not have a great job, but I have a job. I've been paying my bills. She's not jumped in and out of marriage or who knows? I don't know about relationships, but she certainly hasn't jumped in and out of marriages. She says, I found a guy who makes good money. I figure we'd build a life together. She's not a cougar. He's not a young guy. He's not way beyond her age. I mean, there's lots of, we can assume a lot about her from these things, except her ability to look at this guy objectively. She seems pretty well balanced. She's got an idea of marriage, and she says, look, a typical guy, wouldn't mind saying, yeah, you're going to be my wife, come and share in the bounty that I have for both of us. Now, don't misunderstand me. Dudes, we've been burned. We understand the reason for prenups. But doing it together and her kicking in, which she says, I offered to make the down payment with my 401k, or I offered to do this. I make money. That's bringing those two incomes together, the 401k and all that. Let's face it, marriage to some degree is a business proposition. Don't ever let your kids not understand that. Yes, there's love, but you can find love and somebody who's got their head on straight financially and otherwise. So don't just go rushing in. Anyway. Oh, man. She gets a message back. Should you be a renter in a marriage that you hoped would be a joint venture? No. You're looking for a partner in life. So far, you've gotten a landlord. Sounds like a really bad start. So that was the person's answer back to her. And I don't know, as I look at this from a metaphorical standpoint, I think of the American taxpayer. You know, what have we gotten for our contribution to, you know, to the mortgage? Have we just been paying rent on America? Because it certainly seems that way. It seems to me like we're getting treated much like this woman. We see this guy, in using this metaphor, or this example, we see this guy, he seems okay. But every time we turn around, he's like, no, this will be better for both of us as I benefit. No, this will be better for both of us as I benefit on Obamacare. This will be better for both of us as I benefit on illegal immigration. This will be better for both of us if he benefits on crooked trade deals. You get what I'm saying? Think about what Obama did and find out who benefited. Find out who was the landlord and who was the renter. We thought we were in a relationship. We weren't in a relationship. We have been renting this country. We haven't been taking ownership. We don't have a deed. Somebody took the deed. What do they call it? What, short sale? Did America have a short sale? That's to me, this is a great metaphor for what we've been going through. And practically all the things that we deal with the left. They want us to believe we're in great shape. Hey, you've got a roof over your head. Hey, we give you welfare in case something goes wrong. Hey, so what? That job isn't as great as you thought it was going to be. You know, at least you got a job. If you don't have a job, we're going to give you this welfare. We're going to give you a SNAP card. You'll be okay. Oh, I'm going to be fantastic because I have the mortgage. It's in my name. Yeah, I'm paying a little bit more in taxes, but that's okay. I can handle it. That's the way I see it. The left want us to stop complaining. Be glad we have a roof over our heads. Well, I need more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the White House announced it revoked former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. At the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders explained why.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets, the very aim of our adversaries, which is to sow division and chaos.
Today, Turkey retaliated against the United States for sanctions placed against the country for not freeing U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, who is facing terrorism charges and a prison sentence. Congressman Andy Biggs said this may sting a little bit right now.
I think it's going to hurt a little bit. There's going to be some short-term pain, but I tell you, in the long run, this is going to be beneficial to this country and to our economy and to the American people. And actually, it'll flow into the rest of the world, too, because if there's fairer trade deals, they're going to like dealing with the American economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Brian Stelter tweeted this. On Thursday, more than 100 newspapers will publish editorials decrying Trump's anti-press rhetoric. The number of participating papers keeps growing. Here's my full story. And I thought to myself, this idiot doesn't even realize that he's telling you how the media colludes with one another. Hey, guess what? We're all going to be running the same story about Donald Trump. Yeah, interesting how that's going to work out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. Here was a tweet. This one's from Charlie Kirk. Breaking. All 10 Senate Democrats in red states running for re-election are below 50%. New Jersey incumbent is at 42%. GOP could pick up 11 seats in November. I think that's probably a bit optimistic, but you know what? I'll go with it. I'm not going to rain on the parade. I'm not going to pee in Charlie's punch bowl. Why not? Why shouldn't we pick up 11 seats? We deserve it. Wouldn't that be a real sign to the Democrats that, boy, oh boy, especially when we maintain the House and we pick up 11 Senate seats, talk about a departure from 2010 and 2014 under Obama. And let me tell you something, folks. There's no mystery here. There's nothing mystical or magical in all of this. Let me tell you why this is happening. It's a very simple one word that you have to understand. Success. If Donald Trump had failed, and I'm talking about even minuscule failure, status quo, we would not be having this discussion. It would be horrible. It would be Armageddon for us if Donald Trump was just mediocre. If he was just okay, not bad, not good, mediocre. If he was slightly good, we would, we could have a little bit of wiggle room. The only way this works, the only way we are sitting here, as my grandfather would say, in the hawk seat, meaning you're up at the top looking down over all that your eyes can survey, is because Donald Trump has been a rock star. You think if Donald Trump was mediocre, Charlie Kirk could say, oh, all these Senate seats are in danger in these red states for these leftists? Do you think that Kevin Jackson would be sitting there going, guys, rest assured, we're going to maintain the House? Do you think we would have won Ohio 12, where Donald Trump goes in and boop, boop, flip-flops it? Do you think we would have won 7 of the special elections that we were supposed to win had he not been at rock star status? Do you believe he could have foregone the media onslaught around Russia and all these other things and even these silly notions of Stormy Daniels and Avenatti and so on and so forth? You think any of that could occur? Do you think that a rank amateur like Avenatti would be allowed to even mention getting into politics on a Democratic side if they weren't at a level of desperation? Whoa, Avenatti for president in 2020? That's the biggest sign that the Democrats are in disarray, that he hasn't been ridiculed, laughed off the planet, Hillary sanctioned, put a hit out on him. Something, because that is ridiculous, but that's not even ridiculous to them anymore. He may very well be their best hope, a.k.a. the sacrificial lamb. I don't know. I gave you stats the other day about Kamala Harris and odds of winning the presidency and all that. It's not good. Or did we do that earlier? I don't know. We've had them for a while. They're in trouble. Democrats are in trouble. As they should be. I want to segue. I want to talk a little bit about, because we have other tweets. Let's do this one, because Larry's a friend of mine, Larry Elder. And Larry tweeted this. He says, the route to the black middle class is the same as the route to the white middle class. One, finish high school. Two, don't have a child before the age of 20. Three, get married before having a child. How does systematic racism prevent blacks from following this formula? I'll tell you, the systematic racism is that black kids don't have the family structure to follow that system. Now, Larry, those I agree with him. I'm just saying, that's the system. The system is broken because the family is broken, and the left knows this. That's why they won't fix the family. There's no incentive for family. And that's how you make socialism, is when you break apart family, somebody needs a safety net and government comes in and fills it. Now, I want to segue that into how do you take the black situation, the black condition, and make it better? And I'm going to use Omarosa as an example, because you wouldn't know that name. You would think an Omarosa, somebody came up to you and said, do you want an Omarosa? You'd think it was a cocktail or a pastry, because you certainly wouldn't think it would be anything more than that. But Omarosa gets the opportunity to go on TV. Now, you can imagine what she orchestrated to go on TV to be on Trump's reality show. She gets on there, introduces herself to the world as a person that you really want to avoid. I mean, she did not leave that show with people going, wow, she was a really talented person or whatever. But here's what I will tell you. She left that show with everybody knowing her name. So Trump puts her in the spotlight. Good, bad, and different, you make that decision. But he puts her in the spotlight. Then, knowing she's a leftist, he brings her into his administration. You can't do more for an individual than Donald Trump. In terms of opportunity, Donald Trump laid it out there. If black folks were smart, they'd look at that and go, man, he gave a woman who's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat and, quite frankly, a shrew, he gave her the biggest chance. That's Donald Trump saying, you know, look, I'm willing to work with anybody. So he does it. And then what does she do? She ruins it. The stories that they tell about Omarosa at the White House, and I've heard some from people that worked at the White House, are amazing. I mean, she saw the White House as just like her little playground. She brought her entire wedding party to the White House, like it was her house. And I can't imagine all the other things that she's done. But the point is, she did a lot of things that were not quite protocol. And they say that, you know, she wouldn't pay attention to the chief of staff. Ryan Priebus says she was uncontrollable. You just couldn't control her. In the sense of, look, we all have jobs to do. You can't just keep running into the president's office when I'm chief of staff. And she just dismissed him. And I think the same was true. She tried to do it with Kelly. And Kelly, he's a general. And generals they understand the chain of command. So, long story short, she's going to get fired. She knows it. She's ruffling too many feathers. Because Omarosa is one of these people. I've met her. I've made a quick assessment. And I know this isn't gospel, but I know her type. And she's the type that says, I report to one person, that's the president, and be honest with you, I don't even think I report to him. But she'll defer because it was for her career, and she felt like she was under protection. But the minute that protection's gone, she has to go into defensive mode, and she lashes out at everybody and everything. You know the type. And that's what she did.
So by the time Kelly calls her into his office, she's loaded for bear. She knows she's going to get fired. So what does she do? She says, I'm going to record it. Yes, she breaks protocol. I'm going to record it. Because think of your boss calls you in the office and you're doing well. You think you're doing pretty well. You're not going there to record. I remember when I was my boss years ago when I was in management consulting running an office in St. Louis. My boss said, hey, I want to fly in and let's go over the numbers. And I was 400% of quota. Despite not having all my consultants there, they had stripped me of consultants. They moved most of them to Chicago. I was 400% of quota. I had turned an office around that had done $350,000 in the last 2 years, and we were doing multi-million dollar projects within a year, within 2 years. So he's flying in. I'm thinking, this is all good. Well, he got in and he literally put me on a plan, which is what they say it means that you got like 2 months to go find a job. And I sat there like, what? I wasn't shocked in the sense of, you know, of like, what am I going to do? Oh my gosh. I was shocked in the sense of, how dare you? I didn't need to record that call. I didn't need to do anything because you know what I told them when I did leave? When I got off plan, because I was actually one of the only people in the company's history to ever get off plan and go back to work at the same company. And when they came to me and he apologized for what he had done, I said to him, you know, when you came to talk to me that day, I just want to be clear. I was laughing at you inside. I said, I want to be very clear, and this is going to go in my file. I said, I was laughing at you. I said, without me, you do no business here. See, I'm the reason you're doing business here. You finally figured it out. I knew you'd come to the right conclusion. But I just wanted us to understand at one another that I am a successful person. I could go out tomorrow and get a job at a better company than this one, and you will never do another book. You won't book a deal in this territory. So next time you come at me, you better come at me correct. And I want my file corrected. I said that to my boss. But if I was Omarosa, I would have just had to take my medicine. Go find me another job. Maybe write a book.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Records filed yesterday tell us two things. At least some of the kids were there to learn how to fire weapons with the intent to commit a school shooting. And secondly, that sick little boy who was kidnapped by his father died and was buried at the compound. In all, police found 11 children with no food, water, or electricity, along with an AR-15 rifle, five 30-round magazines, and four loaded pistols. Now, the county filed child abuse charges against these five defendants. The man on the right is Siraj Wahaj. Two of the women are his sisters, the other his wife. The other male is Lucas Morton. He is married to one of the sisters. Now, according to court records, one of the children told a foster parent that the defendants trained the child in the use of an assault rifle in preparation for future school shootings. And the women are accused of transporting children across state lines for the purpose of receiving advanced weapons training to commit future acts of violence. Now, after receiving a text last week saying we are starving, the SWAT team moved in and arrested the suspects.
During the FBI and Georgia information was shared to us indicating that there could possibly be weapons on the compound. We also had local information that shooting was taking place at this compound. We also knew from surveillance that there was a shooting range built on the west side of the property.
So police had the site under surveillance for about 2 months, but when they got that text about food and water, that's when they moved in.
That's right, William. So what can you tell us about that little boy that actually led them there, that police were searching for, and then this group also has ties to a radical cleric?
Right. Well, the sheriff has called this group Muslim extremists, but he did not elaborate. Now, initially, police, as you said, were looking for this little boy, soon to be 4 years old, Abdul Wahaj. He was kidnapped last year by his father, Siraj, who believed the boy was possessed by the devil and planned to perform an exorcism. In fact, the child couldn't walk because of epilepsy. Now, Wahaj's father is a controversial Islamic cleric from Brooklyn who was named but never charged as a co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He also praised the man convicted in that bombing and called the CIA and the FBI, quote, the real terrorists. Now, police found what they believed to be Abdul's remains, but that has not been confirmed by the coroner. The five defendants have asked for public defenders and are currently being held without bond. Their next court hearing is on Monday.
Terrorists in our midst. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. In New Mexico, training kids how to commit jihad in schools, tied to a radical cleric in New York who has praised the people who bombed the World Trade Centers, but the FBI was too busy trying to get Donald Trump kicked out of office. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm glad we have people that really care about what's happening in this country now, because this has been pretty sad. I'm glad we have somebody that looks at the safety of Americans and says, you know what? We're going to do this the right way from now on going forward. Jeez Louise. And then they look at the care in which these people, you know, kid was sick. They steal the kid. Hey, he's my kid. I don't care if you don't have any rights to an American woman. So they take him, you know, to this camp. The kid dies. The surviving kids are starving. And there's a manhunt underway for this one guy who's the son of another rat of the radical out of New York. Now, what are our teachers concerned with? Oh, guns, you know, coming to school from these other kids. They're concerned about their pay. That's what they're really concerned about, is how much pay can we get? They're not concerned about the safety of these kids, because if they were, they'd be looking at the radical ideas of leftism, which, by the way, the derivative of the radical ideas of leftism allow for these Muslim training camps to exist in this country. And even crooked James Comey said there are radical Muslim training camps in every state in the Union. Every state. All 50. Hard to believe. Man, it just bugs me that, you know, this is where leftism costs, I mean, lives. This isn't like something that we play around with. It costs lives. I don't think the left cares. You know, they always, you know, they get sanctimonious that we can just save one life. They don't care about saving any lives. Good example, Puerto Rico. You guys, I don't know if you saw the story. Puerto Rico, they find it couldn't have been train because they don't have any trains going there. Or maybe they do. Maybe they have a train system going around Puerto Rico. But anyway, it was big containers. I guess they shipped them over. Duh. Big containers, I think 9 or 10 of them, full of spoiled food. Food that was never given out. Supposed to be given out. I don't know if you guys remember, when the mayor of Puerto Rico was wearing a shirt, "I'm with her," and trying to do everything she could to thwart President Trump, they weren't letting people get electricity. They weren't letting the electric company get electricity to people and things like this. They've done everything they can to sabotage this while people are starving over there. People are, you know, struggling to get by. This is the way people work on the left.
And all because they have an agenda, they have a personal vendetta against the guy who's done them no harm, whom they had embraced 3 years ago. If you ask them, they'd go, oh, Trump's a nice guy. I mean, my style, a little bit egotistical, whatever. But I like him on The Apprentice. He seems like an affable guy, whatever. There would have been no animus towards him. But no, man, now he's president. And his ideology, which, by the way, his ideology doesn't differ with them. Our team, the right, many of these rhinos and these never-Trumpers thought Donald Trump would be the worst thing ever. And now they're being won over. I saw, what was this article I read? Let me look at it, because it's in the notes. No, you guys got it. But it was something along the lines of the never-Trumpers are essentially having to just give it up. And we've talked about it. It's not like it's going to be something new here, but there was something along the lines of, well, and I know one of them was around Bill Kristol finally saying, I'm still a Republican, but, yeah, I found it. So it says, it was in Spectator. It says, with the installation of Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, yet to be renamed a reliable replacement for Anthony Kennedy. So this is a while back. It was Kavanaugh. Now that we know that. Say, Donald Trump will have to confine himself as the most consequential, will have confirmed himself, rather, as the most consequential conservative president of the modern era, or a close second to Reagan if you're nostalgic. This will be complete vindication for Trump supporters, which means it's really the end for the so-called never-Trump conservatives. Of course, there have been so many humiliating defeats for that crowd that we're spoiled for choice. What's your favorite blunder or blown prediction which marked the ignominious end? For some, it must have been in March when Bill Kristol, longtime editor of the conservative magazine The Weekly Standard, showed up in New Hampshire telling people he would run against Trump in 2020. Or in April, when a conservative website, Red State, was taken over and purged of writers who were, quote, insufficiently supportive of the president. Some go back to October 2017 when a Twitter spat broke out between Stephen Hayes and Britt Hume of Fox News over the Weekly Standard's anti-Trump editorials. With the death last week of Krautheimer, the revered neocon commentator, and prominent Trump skeptic, the eclipse of the neocon intellectuals is complete. One thing is for sure, it wasn't really a war so much as a rout. The never-Trump intellectual crowd has no momentum, no popular following these days. Consider the trajectory of their would-be leader, Kristol, who appears to be indulging in a personal fantasy by putting himself forward as a candidate, as his rapport with GOP voters includes trying to run Evan McMullen in Utah to throw the 2016 election to Hillary Clinton. Yeah, that happened. When that stunt failed, Kristol personally insulted the pro-Trump writer Michael Anton for his influential essay, The Flight 93 Election. Then Kristol's commentator gig with Fox was not renewed. He was soon accusing Tucker Carlson of ethno-nationalism and racism. Overshadowing all these breaks was Kristol's personal history of being a conservative answer to Bob Schrum, a political pro who was always wrong about politics. Of course, Kristol wasn't alone in his contempt for Trump. He was most vocally unhinged. Alongside were people like Jennifer Rubin, George Will, Michael Gerson at the Washington Post, Brett Stevens at the Journal, David Brooks and Ross Duhat at the New York Times, Jonah Goldberg and David French at National Review, Ramesh Panuru at Bloomberg, Eric Erickson at Red State, a number of others. People like Frum and Navarro committed political seppuku early and endorsed Hillary Clinton. The careers of all of those people is in limbo, but you're winning, and thankfully, because we can avoid situations like this New Mexico thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show,
putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.